This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks. I'm here at LAX, my least favorite place in the world. I just decided that. I've never really come to terms with it, but it flew out of my mouth effortlessly, so I know that I mean it. I'm picking up my guest today, Karen Kilgariff. You might recognize her from a number of things, one of them being guest host of this show. So once she gets in the car, she will probably just be guest host. And it's going to be terrific. She was just opening for Amy Mann. You remember her from Till Tuesday? Is that the name of the band? No one's here to answer. I'm alone. I've noticed taxi drivers, I'm in a line of cars right now. I thought I would just pick her up and I wouldn't be talking to myself this long, but I'm sure you forgive me. Or please, I beg you to. I'm not sure, but I'm sure that I'm begging. taxis are more polite now. I think they know that the gig is up or the jig is up, the dance is over, and they, Uber and Lyft, man. We'd all rather be, there's no urgency, there's no anger, there's no credit card disputes. The last three or four of my taxi rides ended in anger from either the driver, okay, it was me all those times, but see, I'm not angry anymore, am I? Now that I'm taking rides from some girl with a neck tat and pink hair, I don't care that she has dogs. I welcome that hair on my black slacks. What am I, 80? Okay, I'm finally picking up. There's a line. I hate LAX. Isn't the airport horrible? More comedians should do jokes about how awful it is here. And on airplanes, just travel in general. It's fodder that I don't think it's been tapped into much in the last. Since I last saw a stand-up comic, which was last night. All day. I haven't heard anything about it all day. Going to Zone 5, picking her up at Delta. I am in a 08 Honda Accord, of which I own. I am a owner of a car and a garage where I rarely park it. It's where I keep my desk and my power tools. Okay, we're going to pick Karen up. I promise. This is like you can fast forward. Maybe I'll pause. You know what? I'm going to pause. There's just so many taxis. Pausing. And unpause.
Whoa.
Karen Kilgariff is in the car.
Hi, everybody.
That was hard for her and hard for me. There was a lot of people.
Delta is an intense spot today. Delta 5, Alaska 6. I don't recommend it. You've got people like this that don't know how to drive.
She was
like, hey.
She's like, I'm doing this.
Hi, I've got my dad's white Mercedes. I'm going to go ahead and pull in, okay? How are you?
I'm good. I was just ranting to myself about how I suddenly realized how much I hate LAX, and I want to change the format of our podcast.
Okay, yeah. How about, do you need to go to the zoo?
Do you need the park?
Do you need a massage?
Do you need a massage? It's great. Then we have to become those people, though.
Like new age people?
Strong-handed people with a bed that they bring around to different houses. Masseuses.
Maasai. I believe they're called Maasai warriors.
Yes.
You know, the thing is, it's a lot of work on our part, but people love masseuses. Every time I've been to masseuse, I'm like, hey, don't you love them?
It is. There is an element of I've given up and there's no other way to go when someone says they're in massage school, though. It's over. You weren't as good of a painter as you thought.
You don't know that.
Nope.
So what if there's a child who was born with healing hands and they were like, this is my calling. I'm going to heal the world, this whole LAX of a world.
I think of this child with big, strong, veiny hands.
just baby, but with man hands.
Just oiled up with baby oil.
And just kind of grabbing at you and touching you and
just
healing you with golden hands. Light.
Man hands.
And a bindi.
Cameron Manhands.
Cameron Manhands is one of the better baby actresses.
So good. The dancing alone. Okay.
I mean.
Okay,
let's get serious.
Let's get serious, for God's sake.
Let's really focus on this podcast.
But honestly, yeah. No more. We are I talked to Mike Flynn. It works at ACT.
Yeah.
ATC.
What's
ACT? Austin Community Theater.
Yeah.
So Austin, Texas. They have a great... They had Annie last year. They're so
when
ahead
I'm
of...
stuck with a day. They had it last year.
More bucks. I need more bucks to fund this war. I think that
that's not in it.
He said that because they have their new studio,
yeah.
Which of course we won't utilize.
No,
we have our mobile studio.
We have our own studio.
He was saying, "What about some cross promotion? Why don't we?" You just pick up Eddie Pepitone and take him to the studio when he's about to do his podcast.
That's a great idea.
And it's a day, you know, then it's the more schedule negotiable. Because you and I are busy.
Chris, you're just a vision to me right now. You're just, when you spend any time traveling, you are surrounded by enemies.
Yes.
And monsters. Mm-hmm. And people who sneeze without covering their goddamn mouths. And I get into a car with my friend who I love and who always has a very flat-brimmed baseball cap on. And I am soothed.
If you ever want to make me angry and we aren't in traffic, grab my hat and try and bend my flat brim.
To make it like a 90s baseball style?
Yeah, exactly. Like I remember as a little kid, you'd take a baseball and wrap it with rubber bands around the bill of your hat.
Yeah, maybe just shape it.
Thinking of my actual catcher's mitt.
Yeah, that's actually a mitt. Were you a catcher?
No, I don't know. I forgot. My glove.
Oh, like they're all called catchers. Well, you know, actually, technically they all are catcher's mitts.
Right.
That's what you're doing.
Right, but technically not everyone playing baseball is a catcher.
Technically, if you want to be technical, let's not be technical ever.
No.
I hate technically type people.
Let's keep it simple and without
stupid.
Knowledge.
Keep it favorite. Simple.
My
stupid.
Favorite. Hey, get a little of that.
Hey, it's Muffler
I'm
Dan.
Sorry. I can't hear anything. Oh, what did I do?
Did you turn the whole machine off?
I turned the machine off, this machinery. Enough with your hog. So,
he turned
Karen,
around and looked at
you. Enough with your hog.
Daddy wore hogs.
Nice entire sleeve of tattoos you got yesterday in one sitting. Poser. Poser!
Oh, he has the last laugh with his huge muffler. That's why they do it.
Isn't it funny that when I heckle guys on two wheels, they always hear me?
They feel it.
They feel the rhythm of my mouth.
End of the night.
This is the rhythm of the night.
This
How
is.
Was it? opening for Amy, man.
It was. It was great. It was super fun. She asked me the day before. So I was like, and normally in that situation, I always go, no, I can't, because it's like, I think it's too much to organize or something.
Right.
But I've started a new lease on life. I don't know if I told you this, but I've started a new lease on life the day after Thanksgiving.
Are your payments better?
No,
dumb.
Oh,
that's,
I get
what's
it.
What's your new lease?
That was a pun. Oh, look, a crane. That's good luck.
Oh, wow. He's had his neck broken before.
We just saw a city crane, like a crane that's been around the block a couple times.
If you ever, like in a cartoon or something where they follow a clog going down some plumbing, he had one of those bendy parts that goes around a corner, except food goes down it into his gizzard.
Into a poor goose gizzard. So very last minute, I jumped on a flight. I got a car to the airport.
No baggage.
Well, I have that very small carry-on bag. But that was my thing. I was so excited. I was like, I'm only there one night. I'll wear the same jeans.
Right.
I'll bring a pair of show shoes and a show shirt and some toiletries. And I'm going to, like, you know, travel really sleekly and really easily, which is great. And also because I got to use her guitar, so I didn't have to bring my guitar.
Oh, that's great.
Which
you
love.
Got to play on Amy Mann's guitar.
Yes, I did. It was very, you know, I never had lessons. So I know I'm strumming kind of like a gorilla would if you gave a gorilla a guitar.
No, you aren't.
Well,
you're technical. And I promised I wouldn't get technical talking.
We made promises.
I'm sorry.
But I'm just saying, you know, you want to do right by Amy Mann. You want to impress, obviously, her whole band. And Ted Leo, she's on this tour with.
Were the pharmacists?
Yes.
Along?
No. Well, I don't know. Some of the guys that were in the band with them could have been in the pharmacist.
That's so cool.
But I don't know the band well enough to say. But they were all the coolest people.
Well. They're great.
Yeah. He's great. Like, I didn't know that much about him. But anyway, the whole thing was very...
Sounds like Karen has a crush.
Well, I mean, I think you can't not have a crush on Ted Leo, though.
I haven't seen the man.
He's super cute, and he's really talented, and he's, like, really funny. He's just kind of one of those guys.
He's already on board.
He had a good hat on.
Cool. Flat bill?
No.
It's not that good of a hat.
Not the number one hat, but he did have a cool hat on. And it was just very fun and, like, I don't know. When I get to play my comedy songs, but in a venue where it's set up for beautiful sound, it makes me better at doing it.
Yeah.
So then it's very, very... it's so much more rewarding.
And not expecting comedy, they probably really enjoyed you a lot.
They did. It was like, they set it up. It's a variety
this
show.
This is your coffee.
You got me coffee?
There's sesame seeds. Oh, that's
you got me used sesame seeds?
I forgot what kind of latte you like, so I got sesame seed. No,
what was it?
Sorry.
Sesame seed spice latte season?
My cup, let's just go ahead and tell on me. My cup holder is filled with sunflower seed shells.
I'm cool with it.
I don't know. I'm like a third base coach. Come on, give it a little poke.
You are
a poke,
constantly
Jason.
Giving me signs, pulling your ear and rubbing your chin. And
I have eczema.
On your ears, the saddest kind. What is this, like a fancy, it is a latte, huh?
Let's lower our coffee expectations.
With soy milk?
It's drip. With coconut milk. Ooh.
Ooh.
It's like going to
Happy
Hawaii.
Happy birthday. But this was the twist-a-roo that I wanted to throw in.
Uh-huh.
All a wonderful experience, very fun and exciting to do at the last minute and all that, and to be asked to do. I was so into all those other things, and I, like, downloaded a book on tape on my phone so I would, like, have things. I was all prepared.
Right.
I left my house because a car came and picked me up. I didn't wear my glasses.
Oh.
So I just spent the last 24 hours only being able to see two
like
feet
Mr.
in front
Magoo?
Of me. Exactly. I almost got on the wrong flight. I tried to get on the wrong flight this morning, and the lady's like, you're on the next flight, all mad.
Okay, and you just walk down a hallway that doesn't go to a plane, and it rotates at the last minute and lines up with a door.
It gets me on a construction beam that lifts me in the air, and then
it's always a construction beam.
Yep. There's so much construction in Mr. Magoo's town.
I gotta get on the plane.
Oh, what a wonderful view. I couldn't watch that.
When are we getting off of this island?
That's a different person.
No, same voice.
Is it?
Yeah. Mr. Howell, let's take a moment for this. Mr. Howell was the voice of Mr. Magoo.
I didn't know that.
I don't remember his name. Anyway,
I'm gonna bring it all around. Okay. I just tweeted a joke about a person that bought a first class ticket on a Delta flight, and the end of the tweet was, "Well, hello, Thurston Howell the Third."
Oh wow!
Literally Holy just two
shit.
Hours ago.
Retweet that right now, and then proactively hyperact. Go to and
retroactive
retro in the style of the 1980s. Go to the internet, which didn't exist yet.
We got the
go
beat.
Go on iTunes. Give us a review.
Everybody, get up and we got the beat. Oh wait,
we're supposed to beg people to go to iTunes and give us a review. Apparently, that brings home the bacon.
Yeah. And well, also the mysterious person. And it might be Bret Easton Ellis, but I'm not sure, who runs the Dynar fan tweet page.
We have to mention the Do You Need a Ride fan tweet page at DYNAR fan tweet.
On Twitter.
Join that.
Become a part of our community, our ever-growing family.
We have posters. We have mugs soon to come, these things. They don't exist yet. But
we're
working
going
on them now.
Soon.
And then I found a bonus episode that you probably didn't even... You know, on Christmas... Or my dad did this once where it was like February and he literally forgot about a Christmas present that he hid upstairs in the attic and he brought down... He's like, oh, I think Santa left something. It made me believe in Santa until I was 18, so there's kind of a backfire, but... I just remembered our very first episode, which we're coming up on a year once we hit the end of...
You mean like that test run?
Yeah. So we'll have... Yeah. And I recall it being very funny. It's just on my phone, but we'll doctor it up. Tonight I'm having an intensive how to be a sound engineer seminar.
So something you've always wanted to do.
Yeah. And
with Julia?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Julia is our savior. She has helped us so much.
Yes,
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
You are the best.
So we like to start with the credits. Now let's get to the beef.
Now.
Or the meat of it. Whatever.
What's your beef? Here's my beef. People who don't cover their mouth when they cough or sneeze on a plane where I am trapped and I have to breathe your hideous outgoing expulsions.
Who would? Yeah, sneezes? That's just unheard of. That's almost worth you going, oh, whoa, I'm sorry. We live in a world where there's other people.
Yeah. Oh, although I have to say this. The lady, I was on the airport shuttle this morning from the Crown Royal Plaza Hotel near the San Francisco airport. And the lady that was sitting next to me on this very crowded shuttle sneezed and then turned to me. I said, God bless you. And she said, I'm not sick. I swear to God. And then we both started laughing. And then we just both started talking shit about people that don't cover their mouths, or like just
great.
People on planes that are just sick all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I sneeze. I have never ever sneezed when sick. That to me is just straight from a NyQuil commercial. I don't understand. I sneeze because I'm allergic to the world, and I sneeze in groups of 13. So when someone says, "Bless you," and then I know, hey, I have 12 more of these coming. And then
I thought
say, bless
you meant.
You again. And then they get more intense, and then they say, Gesundheit!
They're just making up ways to bless you.
Yeah, yeah.
From different countries around the world.
Yes. And by the 12th time I sneeze, they have a sacrificed chicken and candles are burning.
It turns into a whole voodoo thing.
Curse you.
Santeria. When you said I sneeze in groups of 13, I thought you meant you're allergic to large groups of people. Like a baker's dozen of people makes you sneeze. And I was like, where is he going with this? What a wonderful, creative person.
Oh, yeah. But instead, it was just a boring story. But yeah, I know I'm allergic. Like if 13 people were in an elevator, I would sneeze. Just because there's not enough air.
That's too many people. We got the beat. Everybody.
Round and round and round. Whoa. Okay, we'll edit that out.
The Go-Go's were the best.
Yeah, they are the best.
Yeah.
The Go-Go's were the Bangles.
How dare you? I remember we got the Beauty and the Beat album, and me and my friend Nisha Benedetti, who lived down the street from me.
What? Say her name again and give it to me as my name.
The last name's Benedetti. The first name is Nisha. Their family, the Benedettis, ran the Clover Stornetta. This Clover Stornetta dairy in my town that is now like this super fancy high-end milk that costs $6 that you get at Whole Foods with the one with the cow on it. that's from my hometown, and the Benedettis, they were just like the people in our carpool, and now they're like very fancy dairy producers. It's kind of awesome. It's like watching people, it's like growing up with the inventor of like Gouda. That's a bad example. Yeah. Growing up with the inventor of drip French press coffee.
Right, right.
Suddenly then, now they're like.
And now it's a household name.
Yep.
Just like Jonathan Gouda, the inventor of Gouda cheese.
I don't know why I said Gouda.
No, but, because it's a dairy. It's a common thing now. But went back when we were kids, no one had Gouda everywhere.
No one gave a shit about whether or not there was bovine hormone growth in your milk. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
But that their milk was on the table in one shot of Gone Girl, and I almost applauded. I was so excited.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
I had so much hometown pride.
Was that the best part of the movie?
It was the only good part of the movie, strictly. What have you been doing?
I have been acting in the movie Cocktail with
Oh, yeah, that's
Tom
right.
Cruise.
How's that going?
Good. It technically, I fell downstairs. There's a part where Brian Brown falls downstairs, mm-hmm. and so I'm Forrest Gumped into the movie, for lack of a better, superimposed into scenes. They kind of scoot Tom Cruise out of the way, and then I'm in Brian Brown's eye line, and then so he's kind of talking to both of us. It's kind of Fight Club-y in that way, because now we're two people, but I'm in love with Tom Cruise, and there's some Scientology jokes and whatever.
Nice.
But I fall down these stairs, and so they built a green screen ramp that I just was diving down and rolling, and I hit my head on a screw. There's
oh,
like,
shit.
And I was just Sherwin Williams blood pouring down my face.
Did they get it on camera?
Yeah, yeah. I'm bleeding. Nope, I'm really bleeding. I hope that one makes it in. But
that's like did you have to get stitches? That's like a real cut there.
Yeah, I maybe should have, but I just put some super glue on it.
No.
Yeah, that's what they do in the hospital. My dad cut off the tip of his finger on a table saw, and he just dipped it in super glue and lived his life.
Shit.
Yeah, shit.
Aw, shit, y'all.
But yeah, it's very fun, but it's Mike Upchurch who's making it with me, and this guy TJ Amick. They're both very talented.
Mike's hilarious. He's really good.
They both smoke a lot of weed, and it's
sure.
And, but that's how they. I can't. I smoked a little. And I was not able to act. And I'm like, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I no longer know how to be myself. We have to wait a few hours.
But so you know what's interesting about that? The me and Thanksgiving, that's the I'm not smoking pot anymore. Because first of all, I do everything compulsively. So I have to do, if I have one thing, I have to have 25.
Right.
Like, it's just that. If I smoke one cigarette, I'll smoke the whole pack. So that's what I was doing. Like, if I would get someone to be like, oh, here's a pot or whatever, then I would just have to, I felt like I had to get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just completely like, I went to Thanksgiving at my friend's house, and I was just, it was like I wasn't there. It was so weird. And then I was like, the next day, I just was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
Or certainly just do a better job. Because I'm starting to think that it's, I need to get on board with it, and there are certain strains or whatever that helped me not like one time I accidentally had some and all of a sudden my hips felt good and I wanted to run and stretch and I was like happy and I'm like, okay, what kind is that? Let me write it down. But I was high and I forgot to get a pen. But it's
you
better
thought you'd
than
remember it.
Drinking, of course.
Yes.
Drinking's worse. It pickles your guts and makes you want to fight. And so everyone, right? Not just me?
No, then, every single person.
Yeah, everyone wants to fight and has pickles in their lower back that are painful.
The pain pickles are probably the worst part
oh,
of drinking.
Oh, I got a mad case of pain pickles.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, boss.
It's a real gherkin back there. Oh. Killing me.
Oh, anyway. So they smoke. And then that's how he's able to. Technically, what he's able to do, like right in front of me, he just deleted the green screen, put me in, and it was lined up perfectly, and I was falling down the stairs. Like, they'll have to adjust. Like, the lighting is the hard, to duplicate the lighting from a movie.
Yeah.
In a green screen situation, that's the biggest obstacle. So it's a lot of waiting around is what I was getting at.
Yeah.
It's a lot of long hours with just, like, moments of action, but
but that's so cool. What a great, I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait either. I hope that it becomes a viral thing. And when it's online, go to iTunes and give it a good review. I just think that everything's on iTunes.
Yeah. It all dates back. I
do think that YouTube will probably take it down because it's an existing movie, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
But whatever.
It doesn't matter because if people like it and see it, it's just the work.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Is you're not trying to make money off it. You're just trying to show,
exactly.
Here was our idea, and this is really funny.
And it doesn't, it's not disparaging towards Tom. And it could be. I mean, he really wasn't a good actor back then.
No, he's not. That's not his thing, really. He's a good runner. He's good at riding a motorcycle and then standing up on that motorcycle as he's riding it.
He's good at jumping and stopping right above the lasers.
He's really good at squinting. I loved Edge of Tomorrow, though. I think that movie was so brilliant.
I do not know Edge of Tomorrow.
I think that's what it's called, right? That's the one where he keeps living the same thing over and over and getting killed in like a video game.
Oh, weird. I don't know it. Hi, how are you, dude?
Yeah, there's like some high school students in a muscle car who literally the kid in the passenger seat stuck his arm out the window to get over.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though he was trying to pass you.
Yeah, yeah. Everything about that situation. Give your uncle his GTO back.
The girls in the back seat aren't that impressed.
And the one in the middle is not wearing a seatbelt. I know, because a 68 GTO does not have a middle back seatbelt.
Yeah, motherfucker.
My dad had a GTO like that, and there's some guy that he had been in a fight with, and he was like in high school, and he had this brand new GTO, and he saw him in a park, and he just drove by him all slow and 50s style and was staring at him, and he ran the car into a pole.
Oh, I didn't think it was going to end like that.
No, I thought that it
was... That's really funny, though.
Yeah, all of his tough guy stories end in him messing it up somehow. So.
That's hilarious.
Perfect kind of tough guy.
I love that.
In the end, the joke's on you, because violence doesn't pay unless you're a boxer.
That's right.
Or a football player. Or a lot of jobs.
Yeah, there's some jobs where it pays, but...
Prison guard.
It's pays. Not... It's it better saves. To be funny. It's way better to be funny.
It is. It is.
I love your dad so much for crashing into that pool.
In a GTO just like that.
That was a nice car, though.
It was a nice car. I'm not a big car guy.
Uh-huh.
That would be weird if I was.
Yeah.
Just a large man with human arms and legs, but a car body. A car guy. I'm not a big car man, you know, half man, half vehicle. And if you pour water on me, I turn to a Trans Am and all my friends jump in me and we solve crimes. But then I get angry and turn back to a high school student. Remember that cartoon?
With your friends still inside? That's how you punish them?
It was called Teen Wheels.
No.
Yeah.
Did you make
no.
that up?
No, and they go, oh no, we have to get out of here. And they pour water on him and his face would stretch out and his mouth would become a bumper and his fists would become wheels and all of his friends would jump in him. Get in me, guys!
That's insanity.
It was an insane, probably Hanna-Barbera. Those guys were always...
I mean, how do high school students solve crimes? They don't know shit.
Hey.
Oh.
I mean...
Do we have a huge high school following?
No, there's high school kids in the back seat.
Oh my god, hi you guys!
Hey girls, thanks for getting out of that GTO. I just was gonna say, what about the Scooby-Doo gang?
Love them. I was like Velma all for a whole 24 hours. My glasses. I just couldn't see anything, and I wasn't afraid of the ghosts that were chasing me.
Uh-oh, I think I found them with my foot.
She lost her glasses every fucking time. Oh, wait, I'm not saying fucking anymore.
Oh, that's... There's nothing else.
I know.
But yeah, I agree. Let's get it out of our system right now. Fuck!
I think I've already said it 10 times.
Okay, we're good. I'm not gonna say it anymore.
I'm totally not gonna say it anymore.
I'm a grown up.
I'm trying to be a grown up. I also think that being true to the expression that you want to have in the moment is important.
Right.
But I think the reason I say the F word is because I feel like it needs an extra zip that it doesn't actually need. You know what I mean? Like, I really want people to listen, but they're already listening, so just calm down.
Right, right.
Is what I think when I listen to our podcast and hear me say the F word 20 times.
Right. I think the F word's a powerful word, and it hasn't lost a lot of its, you know...
Zip.
Like, it's gusto.
It's
tenage.
It's a real spirit.
It's got a lot of spirit.
It's the loud muffler of words, isn't it?
And so when used sparingly, it really drives a point home.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in church yelling.
Or right in your dad's face. Just effing it up.
I love the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to go to any Christmas parties, or have you gone to any Christmas parties?
I never do. I always go home for Christmas, so I just go to either my dad's or my sister's house. And it's not a party so much as hanging out with little kids and making cookies and such.
Oh, family stuff. But I meant, like, here in L.A., like, tonight there's the one at the Virgil that Joel and Mandy are throwing.
Huh.
Well, are you going to that?
I don't know that I was invited.
No, it's not an invitation. It's, like, everybody party. It's a comedy party at the Virgil.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun. A lot of people are going.
Okay.
And it's not... They're throwing it for... all the comedians, basically.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm just trying to think if I have a comedy concert.
We'll just go after.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Drop me off at the cemetery.
Oh, that's... I don't like it when all the gravestones are all uniform and lined up. And
nope.
It's just... they might as well have a number on them.
Well, because that's like World War II, right? That's a soldier cemetery.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with that.
I really wish they'd stop sending the boys away to be killed.
I do, too.
I really wish. That's my Christmas wish.
Are you...
Gonna join the Army?
Yeah.
Yep.
Still? Is that still your plan for New Year's?
That's my safety net. If my writing thing doesn't work out...
Your New Year's resolution is to start a revolution?
Join the Army. Can you imagine? I'd be like, I can't climb that wall. Can I talk to somebody about the wall? I can't climb it.
I think you should just keep your... How's your new job? Can you talk about your job?
I think so. I mean, like, I love it. I think I could only because there's nothing, inflammatory to say. I feel very lucky that I have it. It's a really, really great group of people.
Yeah.
They're super smart. They're really good at the technical aspect of how you write shows and so quickly and all that. And I just feel like I'm learning a whole new skill set at a point where I thought I was going to just be doing the same thing for the rest of my life. That part of it is so exciting. And it's like I feel very calm again for the first time in honestly like a decade.
Yeah. That's what employment or steady work does. It brings you a sense of calm.
Yeah.
It's not nice. The money that buys you happiness. It's the... not panicking about the next morning that buys you happiness.
That's exactly right. And which is because you have money.
Yeah, exactly. So it rents happiness for a little while.
It rents it, but then you... What it is it... Money doesn't buy happiness. It buys a peace of mind.
Yes.
And then you have to do other things that have nothing to do with money to get the happiness. That's what I'm figuring.
Right.
That's what
right.
I'm slowly figuring it out.
Soup kitchens and stuff.
Let's not go crazy.
Oh, you need some me time.
It's mostly facials and massages that make me happy.
I need that edge. I need that panic.
There's a lot to be said for being fueled by real threat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I won't do anything otherwise. I never have. So, like, it has to be like, oh, they're going to foreclose or blah, blah, whatever the drama is.
Right.
I need that to, like, okay, I'll finally write this script or I'll finally do a big thing.
I need an envelope with red exclamation points on it before I take care of the IRS.
Well, it kind of goes back to my personality naturally is... if you want me to do something, you have to ask me twice. I will always say no the first time. And it's almost like then I know for a fact you really want me to do it because you've asked me a second time.
Oh, that's funny. That's happened with us. You're like, I don't want to do this today. I'm like, are you sure? I really think we should. Okay, I will.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if you really wanted to.
It's you know what it is? It's laziness. It's like...
hey, I'm there with you.
It's laziness, right? And then it's kind of this like... I just want to do the thing that actually is important, and I personally can't figure out what that is, so I need other people to be like, no, this is really important, and I'm like, you're right. This is how I'll prioritize.
Right.
But if it's up to me, everything seems either totally not important or, like, crazy important.
Right.
I think it's just from being overwhelmed for a long time and not being able to figure it out.
Yeah, I've been feeling horribly overwhelmed as of late.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of stuff that I'm excited about. I just need one of them to take off.
Well, I have to say this about your project, this cocktail thing that sounds so funny. I honestly believe, and this is very woo-woo, but like when you make something and you like work on something and create, it puts something out there that brings something to you. That sounds so dumb and the secret, but I honestly believe it's true.
You're right. And I've noticed that when I get busy on something and accomplish something, all this other, it just starts raining other opportunities. So
yeah, you can't be passive. You just have to go, at least start, go do something.
Yeah.
And then things will build out of it. And you might not get exactly what you're aiming for.
Yeah.
It might not be a viral hit. It might just be that somebody awesome sees it and goes, oh, I want Chris Fairbanks to come and do this thing.
That's I like that idea.
Yeah. There's lots of potential, but it's like you will have made a thing. It's the best idea.
Let's all make a thing. In 2015...
Make a thing.
2014 can suck our dicks.
Bye.
2015... I'm sorry I said suck our dicks. We just talked about the F word.
Yeah, but suck our dicks
is... Oh, it's so graphic.
It's conceptual, though. It's like saying you don't have any control over me, 2014.
Maybe it's a little too visual. You'd think of an actual number going, I don't know how to get this dick into my four. Does the one... Do I put it between the
right
one and
that
four?
Hole. I mean, if you close top it.
Oh, of the zero.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or no, you make like a triangle four top.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Bend that so they're touching. Stick it right in there.
Do you know Lynn Shawcroft?
I do know Lynn Shawcroft.
Wonderful, brilliant, amazing Canadian comedian, and one of my favorite jokes that she ever said was, oh, I'm a little stressed out today. I just started making my fours different. that's so her.
I love that joke.
I love her.
She's the best. Does she still love it up in the mountains?
She lives in Big Bear, but then she like comes down to LA for shows and stuff.
I guess I shouldn't complain about living in Venice Beach.
I love
Big
Bear.
That's a long way. It's a drive.
Yeah, it's so long. But you have to, it's like 3 hours, right?
Oh, not that long. No.
3 hours or 2 hours?
Yeah, maybe two, yeah.
I've been really wanting to go to the snow recently. I don't know why, but, like, I think I saw a GIF on Tumblr of a really nice cabin, like, from inside a cabin where there was crazy snowfall outside, yeah. But it, like, a cozy cabin inside.
I'm going to go home and stay in a yurt, a heated tent.
For real?
Overnight.
In Montana?
And snowshoe and snowboard, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I think I'm doing that. I hope. I timed it right.
Is it all snowy there now?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be time to snowboard when I'm there.
Nice.
Hopefully my hip will be open to it.
What could you do instead if your hip was no good? Could you go on one of those discs and slide down a hill? Would that be fun?
Probably, like sledding? Nah, I probably wouldn't. I'm not a thrill seeker. Snowboarding is part of my life, so I feel obligated to do it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't need to replace. It doesn't provide something emotionally for me.
Oh, okay.
It's just fun.
You've just been doing it forever?
I've done it forever, and if someone said, yeah, you can't snowboard anymore, but what about these new... They're called skis! I probably wouldn't start skiing.
Yeah, I hate skiing's guts.
Do you? I like it better now that you can go backwards on them.
I don't... Why, because they're made differently?
Yeah, they used to have just a flat end on the back, and now they're double-tipped, and you can do 540s and land backwards and all that stuff.
Know what I mean? I hate it.
You hate it?
I hate it.
You hate jumping and spinning and stomping the landing?
Well, you know, Pete used to do that. He's a great skier, my ex, Pete.
Uh-huh.
And so he took me skiing one time. It was the first time I'd ever skied, and his dad taught me, but very briefly. And then we went down the easy hill.
Did you fall into a tree well?
No, but okay. I thought I was going to
the
whole time.
Yeah.
And I didn't have enough practice learning how to stop. So it was like I was just going down a hill with no way to stop. Awesome. So I kept jamming it was awful.
Unanimous with me and my friends when we were young. One of the worst things we could ever take up, take like a girl that we were interested in when the moment it was like, I want to go snowboarding. Will you teach me to snowboard? It would be the end of that.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, and then you have this, there's this selfish thing with all of us where it's like, I can't go 10 feet and stop and see that you're learning. The best way to learn is to just go off on your own and do it. No one's going to say a series of things, I believe, there's a few things right up front that you should tell someone, but then you just got to learn and do it. It doesn't help to have someone. And I want to go have fun. I just paid for a lift ticket.
I know.
And I took a girlfriend to Montana once, and she fell in a tree well, and snow covered her. She thought she was dying, and at the end of the day, we were all in the lodge having fun, cocoa by the fire, and she's like came in like with a branch in her hair.
Oh,
so angry.
So angry.
And that was kind of the end of that relationship.
Yeah. Well, also, my realization after that experience, because here's the most embarrassing part, I had to get taken down the hill by snow ski patrol on a sled.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't go anymore because my legs locked up because it was really bad. It was almost like I felt like this, we are fundamentally incompatible because I can't do this. I have no interest in doing this. I tried to do it because you love it and you just skied all day and I had the worst, most torturous day of my life.
I've never had a date situation where that, unless the girl was already
good at it.
Skier, yeah.
I hate to tell you this, yes. But to get on my area, you should be all the way over to the left. Can you do it?
To get on Old Pass.
Yeah.
The Old Pass, the underpass, that's what I mean. I am excited to go snowboarding.
Here's the other thing. I love the snow, but I don't like being in it. I like to look at it.
Yeah.
And I like to be warm while it's outside.
Sure.
That's the way I like it the best.
I can't have a Christmas where it isn't white. I need a white Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I know.
Yes. It was gorgeous.
May that trailer be scary.
And filled with captives.
And may all your Christmases be knife. And then
be knife at your throat, taken away against your will.
I'm so excited to listen to creepy Christmas music. Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's... Please get away from me.
No, stay. It's cold outside.
I really need to go, and I need to contact a loved one.
Take another drink while I grab my patchwork robe.
This doesn't taste like wine.
Oh, man.
While I grab my patchwork robe.
Cosby is guilty.
Oh.
What do you do with an old man? What do you do with an elderly man? He's not even probably all there.
How do you solve a problem like Bill Cosby? How do you persecute a man who's raped everyone in the country?
You just do.
You just do.
I think everyone's on board.
I mean, it's kind of very difficult to deny.
Yep.
Although someone just told me a very funny story about on Thanksgiving, their mom going, everybody's saying something about, what about Bill Cosby? And then the mom who was, of course, elderly, going, what that poor man is going through. We could not stop laughing. It's just like, it's like you can't even imagine someone having that reaction, but that's the disparate, you know, people seeing it differently. And
at least it wasn't an old lady saying, what that poor colored man is going through.
Yeah, exactly.
She could have easily have said that.
There's all these ways it could have been bad, but it was just bad in its own way.
She took one of the bad.
She just chose. She chose choice A.
When choosing a bad thing, you got to pick a door.
Yeah.
You go down racial or an. I'm a woman, but I don't respect because I'm from the 50s. Let me get.
I'm not allowed to actually be a person that's with inalienable rights to not have. Be attacked and have things shoved inside me. Sorry. Maybe I just should have said the F word.
Maybe it's cold outside. Oh, come on, Bentley.
Oh, a Bentley.
God, that's a sharp-looking car.
I can get over one more because...
I'm no car man.
No, the Bentley's nice, except for... Imagine... those things are, what, $150,000?
Oh, they can't be that much, but I bet they're...
Oh, I'm going to look it up on Google. I'm going to get in your face.
Oh, no.
I think they're... Maybe
I
they're
bet
not.
You can get a Bentley for 85 Gs.
Okay.
95 Gs.
I say over.
Yeah.
Bentley.
Maybe you're right.
happen.
Hey, Wee. That Honda looks like my Honda.
Hi, Honda.
Hi, Honda.
But it doesn't have the Eco Leaf on the back.
No, no. That's just a skateboard company that I put on there. It's little. It's
For real?
Yeah, it's not. This car is not in any way.
This whole time.
I know.
Bentley car prices started at $180,195.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what you said it would cost.
Did I say 180?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, Karen. That deserves a fuck because I was right.
You promised.
So sorry.
You promised.
I promise, but only only when I'm being humble, but when I'm bragging and being kind of a showboater, I'm going to F it up.
Yeah.
Does that seem
like
okay?
F it up. Let's say F it up.
Okay.
F-in. Oh, get that piece of ass out of the road.
Yeah, F-in ass?
What the heck?
H-E double hockey sticks. It takes so long to say all those ones.
What was my trick? If I don't believe in gosh, am I going to heck? Oh, a lot of people like that one.
Was that recently?
Yeah, it's pretty recent.
Chris, maybe I muted you. Well, no, there's no way.
Oh, well, I did go off on those rants that you didn't approve of.
Yeah. Yeah, when you were all like, oh, Gamergate, you went crazy for that.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You're such a gamer.
Our original podcast... We were first going to talk about moms and Alzheimer's.
Yep, because we both have one.
We both have moms. We both have moms with Alzheimer's.
Yep.
And then, are you going to go see your mom? What is the holiday?
Well, she's in a home now,
yeah,
so
me too.
We go see her when I'm home, but she doesn't come home anymore.
Right.
Which is, of course, super awful.
Yeah.
But better than. When she was home and everyone was so freaked out and upset and there was just thing after thing after thing that was bad.
Is she in an Alzheimer's specific place?
Yes. It's really nice.
Hey, everyone listening, I'm setting up for a big joke here, so hang tight.
So get ready. Man. Don't get sad.
It's a joke where I keep repeating the punchline and I don't know.
And then asking where you are.
Yeah, my mom is currently in a Alzheimer's specific place.
And yeah, good.
It is much better than weird old lightning behind a Nurse Cratchit, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest building on the side of a hill where the women liked her, but they did not know. All they do is put you in a corner.
Yeah.
Like baby. And then they don't engage at all. So these places, I know they do things that
it's
help.
Yeah, it's specifically so. Well, that's the thing is so many people are getting it now, have it and are getting it. It's like a plague. It's unbelievably horrible. So there's these places that are popping up because it's not just
good.
A nursing home. It's not just because you're elderly and you're all there, but your brain's there, but your body's falling apart. It's the opposite.
I hate that there is not more research and trying to figure out how to combat it because it's kind of a how do we make money off people that are on their way out type of a not of a priority.
Yeah.
Unlike cancer and things like that.
Well,
but
I think
cancer, I'm 100% solving that too, of course. But
of
I
course.
Just mean,
well, everyone picks the thing that affects their life and has hurt, you know, that has like been the biggest bummer for them. That's just how it all goes.
I think that most people have Alzheimer's or some kind of dementia in a family member, and even if it's a grandparent, which when you or I talk about our moms, someone's always like, "Oh, I know what you're going through. My grandma had it."
Like, nope.
Ah, you know what?
Nope.
It's not the same.
Not the
grandma.
Same at
but
all.
My heart goes out.
But only a little bit.
No, only halfway. My heart barely emerges. I open my shirt and you can see the top of my heart.
Mine pops out and then I push it right back in real fast.
You can just see the cleavage of my heart.
It's sexy, yes, but you're not going to get it.
The cleavage of my heart beats to the rhythm of the night. Okay, out of the way, family.
Never going to get it. I always thought that people talk Sorry. About, like, complaining about... People who know my mom's situation, and they complain about their mom in front of me, and I just stare at them like,
yeah.
I'm not sure what you'd like me to say right now, because all I want to tell you is... Fuck off, go call your mother, you ungrateful asshole.
Yeah, and talk to her and have her talk back.
Yeah, have her recognize you and know who you are.
And be able to talk and walk. How long has your mom had it? I'm just talking about this because years ago we talked about doing a podcast and we wanted to do it about moms.
I know, I like
and
it.
And we're approaching the end of the year. Okay.
Yeah. My mom got it in 2000, well, like was diagnosed in 2003.
Okay, yeah.
So it's been 11 years.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Isn't this, yeah.
We're the same. And you know Chris Garcia, same deal.
Yeah, his dad.
I saw him do a set that was really amazing.
I heard about that, and I want to see it, and I bet it's recorded somewhere, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I think he's doing, that's kind of what his act is a little bit now, but
yeah.
We should get a hold of him. We should do some kind of fundraising.
That would be terrific.
We should do a show, and then everybody who has this in their life can feel like they're helping out somehow, and we'll just donate a bunch of money.
And it really made me like, oh, God, I always forget it. He's the actor that everyone knows.
And oh, Seth Rogen.
Yeah. I love that he has gotten some, I hate that I can't in this conversation. It's the War of 1812,
you're just being thematic.
He has brought, I feel like single-handedly has brought a lot of attention to it.
Yes. Also, I love that guy.
Yeah, me too.
And I've only heard great things about him. Because, like, a lot of the people that work on my show have worked on The Comeback or were around The Comeback. Uh-huh. And he's on it right now, which is, it's also Michael Patrick King's show.
Uh-huh.
And they all say the same. He's, like, the loveliest guy. So nice. So funny. Like, everyone just adores him.
Yeah, there's no way he isn't. Because based on, and I'm not talking about his entertainment ability at all. I'm just... him talking about his girlfriend, now wife's mom, or that's how he got in. Oh, my girlfriend's mom. I'm going to be outspoken about this.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, then you're awesome.
Yep.
So the point is, we're going to do a concert with Chris Garcia and Seth Rogen. And hopefully I'll remember his name when I meet him.
I love it. You totally loop Seth Rogen in there like, yep, and he's doing it too.
Thousands of listeners. This will get back to him. He won't be able to. This is a contractual agreement. It's on iTunes.
I like this. It's just like we're making a plan for 2015 that's actually, we're going to do some good. It's not just like us and our careers and it's like we're actually, that's very high aim. Well done, Chris Fairbanks.
Oh, thank you.
I was just
talking about adding it to my material, my career.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
so, oh,
I'm
wait.
Just
so,
saying, as it can help our career, we should get involved.
We're involved.
I'm, of course, kidding.
Oh, look at these two.
Look at those kids. Oh, man, they're just, they're out of some, look at their punk rock. That's a girl that likes that girl, and they're punk rock. And
oh, are they two girls? I thought, I can't see. I thought it was a boy.
Nope. Mm. They're awesome.
They're great.
I wish I knew kids like that in Missoula, Montana.
There aren't any.
I wish I had, like, a punk rock, cute lesbian friend when I was a kid. But nah. Just a bunch of Nintendo playing chronic masturbators.
There's a
with hypertension.
There's a good chance you had one, you just didn't know, because she like was the cheerleader or something like that.
Oh yeah, you're right.
It wasn't a time. It was just a. I mean, that's the weirdest thing. That's what I love so much about the modern life of all the conveniences.
Yes.
It's also kids these days don't realize that it was just like when I was in high school. You still, like, people call people faggot, and, you know, like, it was, like, the, all that, there was so much gay, gay racism. What am I trying to say?
Kids don't even understand the concept of that anymore.
Yeah, it's like.
It's such an, I don't think there's any kid that, even in Montana where I'm from, that it's pretty sheltered, and I can see people being maybe a little behind as far as social issues like that, but,
They've made such huge strides in recent years.
Yeah,
like,
and everyone's open, and they're just, well, I think this is how I feel, so I'm going to talk about it on my Facebook to all my friends. And they're like, oh, so what? Okay, cool. I support you. Like,
it's such a huge human development.
Mm,
I think it's amazing.
I think it's good, too.
I think it's very cool. I had someone, you know what's really funny? I had someone on Twitter call me a lesbo. This guy, I think he was trying to be. I'm not sure. He's trying to troll me, but in this very strange way.
Did he use a Z? Because that's comedy, lesbo.
Nope. He was, I don't know where he came from. He follows me. But, well, the thing that was funny to me was I was looking at it like, I don't know what you're trying to do, but I don't care if you think that I'm going to run away from that or
right.
be like, well, how dare you or whatever. It's like, that's like calling me a blonde when I'm a brunette. Like,
right,
well,
right.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
I don't care. That has nothing to do with me.
But hopefully someone that it doesn't, or someone that it would affect personally, isn't reading it right now.
Right, exactly. Well, but that, I just don't think it's a thing. It doesn't shame people the way it used to. It used to be such a like, this means you're less, and it doesn't mean that anymore because of the things people have done. For, like, RuPaul, or just people that have brought it not only to the fore culturally, but it's, like, the cooler thing to do almost these days. It's such a forward-thinking way to be.
Yeah. Gay lesbos.
What the fuck are we doing? Well, this is, like, a very important podcast now.
I know.
I mean, we are...
Issues. I mean, it's been challenging for me because you know how my vocabulary shuts down at 45 minutes?
Yes.
We are just past that. So I am.
It's over?
I am, my mouth gets, there it is again. Oh, man.
I just think.
If I open my mouth, you would see a fleshy pretzel. That is what my tongue is now and covered with salt and cheese whiz.
But we're growing up. Yeah. That's the headline.
And I promise in episode or two, we're going to launch that bonus. I was so excited to realize we had it.
Was it on your phone?
It's just on my phone. I'll doctor it up, spice up the treble.
That's so funny.
Lower down the bass, take out the hushes.
It's like the Beatles in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be...
It's going to take down that wall.
You think it's Mr. Gorbachev take down that wall time?
No, you know what? I always confuse the Beatles with David Hasselhoff. I keep doing that.
You should do that.
I went to the horse races here. And before we went, we said, we're off to the horse races. And we all laughed. Anyway, once we got there, I was betting on horses. And but like $2 or $3. And David Hasselhoff was off in this balcony swaying back and forth. And people were just taking video of him. And he had grass stains on his seersucker suit.
What?
And grass in his hair. He had wrestled somebody or...
What?
He's probably awesome, and someone said, "Hey, Knight Rider," and he probably tackled him.
I love
that.
And
he was drunk, and he was like, and everyone's like, "Hasselhoff, Hasselhoff, Hasselhoff," and he like turned. They said, "How do you choose which horse to bet on?" And he said, "I look at the balls." And then afterwards, but it is, they do something horrible and animal abusive to their ball. They clamp them down or whatever. Like, maybe I'm thinking rodeos, but I know that they, like when a jockey, whatever, when they're kicking, it has something to do with the horse's balls. That's how a horse's balls are like their gas pedal, basically. Oh. And so when they parade them around in the beginning, yeah, you can go off of height or leg girth or veininess or sheen or... But I did look at the balls, and I'm like, that horse has giant balls, and I kept winning.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I won like $400.
Because, see, I've always done it on veininess.
Yeah. Of the balls are just leg veins. Because you can go by ball veininess, too. That was the next thing he yelled before he fell face first onto some popcorn.
Ball veininess. What a great day.
What a great day for an episode without a guest. Did anyone even notice?
I mean, I feel like that we were both the guest.
Well, I guess we should talk to our guests a little bit. How you doing back there, Todd Glass?
Hey. Oh, he's sleeping. Shh. Todd Glass is sleeping.
He's asleep.
He had
he's
such asleep. A long trip.
He did. He's real tired. Real tired.
Well, I'm going to go in and see if my dogs have committed suicide since I've been gone for one day.
I'm going to rush off and send this one right to the presses.
Can't wait. This is a good one.
It was a good one.
For just for it being just you and I think we were hilarious, but deep. Uh-huh. We talked about important things.
I forced the Alzheimer's talk, yes.
I love the forced Alzheimer's talk. It then turned into a gay pride march.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was beautiful. It was so vibrant, the colors of
that
march.
And now everybody knows how to win at the horse races.
Like, exactly.
What a perfect ending.
Mm-hmm.
David Hasselhoff horse racing tips.
I can maybe think of one better ending.
What's that?
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR!
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine? mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.